I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before I get into this week's episode of the Sexy Unique podcast, I need to say hello and thank you to all of my patrons on Patreon. You're my executive producers. You're the best executive producers because you love everything I do. And I, in turn, love to create and make you lol. It's a great relationship that we have going, and I hope that it lasts for a long time. I say this all the time, but you're the reason this podcast exists. You're the reason that I've been able to branch out and do other podcasts. And every day I get to talk about Vanderpump Rules or talk about Babes or talk about Sex and the City 3. I am so grateful because I wouldn't be able to do that if it weren't for your guys' patronage. So pat yourselves on the damn back because you're all amazing. If you listen to this podcast and you think to yourself, gosh, I wish I could really throw down and become a supporter of the pod, it's very simple. All you have to do is visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And it is there that you will find all the information you need to become a patron. For as little as a $1 per episode commitment, you, my friend, will be entitled to weekly bonus episodes, all the sup throwback episodes, and more. There are many different levels that you can become a patron at, but $1 per episode gets you in and gets you tons and tons of content. Check it out, www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more details. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of Sup. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie like Shane Hall. Yeah.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. Love it with the beat, here we go so in. Here we go with a friend, here we both win. Hotel chill, yeah, she's sweet.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. I just wanted to take another look at you. Okay. I want to take another look at your fucking face. Awesome. Yeah. I'll pick you up later, okay? Yeah, okay. I'm just going to go in my house. And my dad is going to make breakfast for my dad and his friends. Okay.
Okay.
That was the sort
of the darkest thing. It was like a Suspiria
mashup.
It was a Suspiria and a Star Is Born mashup.
Hey, I'm scared. I'm gonna look at you.
It was a Mother Marcos.
Helena Marcos
is born.
Okay, since viewing Suspiria, I've seen it twice now. Mm-hmm. I only just want to say tons.
What?
You know, dance, tons.
Tons.
Says, like when you walk into the building, it says,
oh,
tons.
Yeah. Tons. I love Dakota's dances. Yeah. That feels like it would burn a lot of calories.
Yeah.
And
she was actually dancing.
Yeah. Did you know she's a trained dancer?
Yeah. I like saw her, but like I thought maybe they used a body double for some of those spins. And then I was like, no, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Dakota. Who knew?
Natalie Portman. Who?
Exactly.
JK, I love Black Swan.
No, but, I love Black Swan. But Natalie didn't
She didn't dance the dance of another, as Tilda would say.
No. And so Dakota is a dancer. She's also just like all shoulder blades.
Clavicle and shoulder blades.
So many shoulder blades.
Yeah.
And then so much breathing, which if you research like what weight loss actually is and like how you eliminate weight from your body, you actually breathe it out.
No.
Yes. So a lot of Breatharian. Weight loss happens in breath.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Like hot. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like hot breath. So you learn the Suspiria dance. I want to start a Suspiria workout class.
Let's do that
in LA.
Okay.
Where it's just like really sharp body movements and just like. Like.
God.
And then there's a whole jump section where you just jump.
Higher.
For 10 minutes.
I want Tilda to just like.
Led by Tilda.
But I want her to just like look at me and like force me to jump and just go, hiya, hiya, with her hand. Mm-hmm. Like she's conjuring, like she's like levitating me.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. I also love when, I know you probably you've already talked about Suspiria and like.
I have, but it's fine.
I love when
I love
Mia
it.
Goth makes her grand debut during when she comes back and she's possessed and the doors open. That's me.
And her eyes are blue.
Her eyes are like pale green blue. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's me.
Yeah.
Walking into the gym.
It's me going to go vote.
And then was she linked with Dakota, I think, during the dance?
I think so, yeah. She was put into like robot Raquel mode where she just was like on autopilot.
I love that. And then she suddenly became aware that she was in her own body but she was not moving. She was not in control of her movements.
Yeah.
And that's when she was like looking at Dr. Klemperer and she was like, whoa.
And then she was like on the ground with her like broken leg screaming at him, like trying to tell him. And then he's like, oh my God, but like
gotta go.
Too late.
Gotta go find Anka.
And he was very easily fooled.
I know.
It was kind of like.
But when he comes out of his reverie and they just come out of nowhere screaming at him in the dead of night in the snow, I was like, that is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
The witches, something I really loved about them is how much they hated men and how they just like make every man pay.
They fucked with those inspectors and they were laughing at
their dicks, like poking it with a scythe is me, truly. Me on Bumble.
It was pretty like cathartic.
It was great.
And as a woman, I imagine it was probably even more like,
I was like, yes. Hell yes to every element of this movie.
They don't
like,
need men.
I felt like I went home and I was like, I'm a witch. Like I felt like my power. And then I was like, I am like fully down for this Suspiria moment. I'm ready to like
be possessed
because Tilda was a good witch. She was like,
She
doesn't have time for bullshit.
She was a witch with no nonsense.
Yeah.
She had to do what she had to do. I wouldn't say she's good, but I wouldn't say... None of them are good, but they're not bad either. They're somewhere
Marcos
in between.
Marcos is bad.
Marcos girls are bad.
Yeah, she's a scammer.
She was like a Joanne.
It's a really chic eyewear, but like not much else going on.
But
a baby hand growing out of her shoulder.
Yeah. I think Tilda was bad, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
She was merciless.
She had good intentions. Ish.
She wanted... Look, I love... Like, I
what
I
did
was,
they want to do?
I think they just wanted
they want more power. But how are they going to do that with Dakota?
Through the girl. Well, Dakota was going to be Helena's vessel. So Helena was going to leave her body
and become Dakota. And
live. It was a way to gain immortality. And they're using these young, like,
dancers,
life forces to, like, that's like kind of classic witch. They mm-hmm. use like younger people to like consolidate power. I think it's all about like
youth and beauty.
Yeah, but also deeper than that. I think it was more like, this is just my fucking like
bullshit. Tell me.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I love that.
I felt like it was. Like in the original, the three mothers control the world, and they just they use these different institutions to kind of like consolidate their reign.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think it's just general, like, I don't think there was like a specific.
It's just like power.
Power, but I think Tilda, Madame Blanc knew Helena was full of shit.
Yeah.
And she knew something bad was coming. So I think with her, it was more about art, actually.
Because
remember when Helena's like, this isn't about art or vanity.
Yeah.
I think Tilda
like,
was...
Actually, like, it is. Like, I made this dance. Volk.
Totally. Like, and I think Helena was like, I'm going to use these dancers for me. But Tilda actually wanted beauty and, like, movement. Yeah. But she was also, like, going to do a horrifying ritual in front of a crowd of people. So she was bad, too.
Yeah.
But, like, love.
Yeah, but, like, but I love understand. Her. Huge fan.
They were wreaking vengeance on
men.
The world and men.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Germany.
Mm-hmm. And they just wanted a witness to like traumatize them for the hell of it.
They wanted a male witness.
Yeah.
But then I think they realized that he was innocent. So they were like, because he was not.
And Dakota, I think they just wanted to make him see because he'd been connected via Mia Goth and like Chloe. So, like, they needed him to know that they, like, weren't fucking around anymore.
Totally.
And that, like, his days are numbered if he tries to fuck with them in any way, shape, or form. But then Dakota is kind of, like, a chill witch.
You lived through the Holocaust.
Yeah, she's, like, also your wife died in the Holocaust, so, like,
you saw it,
you'll
you
be
were,
okay.
You're, yeah, your atrocities are as bad as ours. Yeah. So, it's, like, he was an exception, and I think that's why she... Because I think Dakota is evil, too.
Mm-hmm.
But she was merciful. She was like a god that you don't fuck with.
Yeah. Who's the thing that came out of the ground?
Death.
That's just death.
Love. Literally, death is a woman in that, and I loved it.
It always has been.
She was like Shiva the Destructor.
Mm-hmm.
I was into it.
I'm into it.
I was confused the first time. I thought that was Dakota in her true form.
Yeah, me too.
But maybe it was. But I think
she conjured death.
She's able to control death.
Mm-hmm.
As the mother of size.
Yeah.
Which is, I think size is like...
Has her mother died yet? Or
yeah.
No? Her mother is dead. Oh, yeah, because her mother died. Like, Helena her final was, breath, her mother was like, my daughter is
on,
like...
My smear on the world.
Yeah.
And that's why she, like, hated her. Because she knew.
She hates her. I love
like,
her
bye.
Writing Berlin on her thing.
I know.
I know, my friend. Party.
My friend Dan was like, there's nothing scarier than a young child in Ohio being obsessed with Berlin. In the 70s.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, why? Like
why? Yeah.
She's up to no good.
Mm-mm.
I had a feeling she was up to no good. A little bit.
When she
just came out of nowhere.
At a dance place, going out of nowhere from a Mennonite family into, like, high...
into
like,
the protagonist.
Abstract dance performance. I was like, okay, well... And then could just do it, like, off the cuff. Be, like, untrained and just, like, breathing and dancing. I was like... There's more to you than meets the eye.
I thought maybe she was just like going to complete the coven, like the craft kind of thing. Like she was called to them, but I didn't realize. I had no idea. I didn't see what.
I didn't know that she was the ultimate.
And we're spoiling, but you can go suck a dick.
Yeah. And also, you should have seen it by now. It's been out for three.
Please see this movie. All queer people and women and queer women and queer everyone should go see it. I think it's a must.
It's a true must. Mother, but like. People appreciate it?
Suspiria?
Yeah. Are people like...
People are freaking out over it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, it...
Mother was ahead of its time.
It was.
Mother was like about 40 years ahead of its time.
I hated it when I first saw it. I've grown to kind of appreciate it, but I still think Suspiria is like infinitely better than Mother.
Yeah.
Because it was...
They exist
directed
in the same like... like if I was going to show a double feature.
Yeah.
I would show a double
like
feature.
Like a grindhouse.
Of Suspiria and it's Mother. Like
an 8-hour day.
Yeah.
But it was a movie about women directed by someone who like gets women. You know what I mean? Like it was like a queer person who like feels connected to women and like not in like a way that's like an Aronofsky like straight dude.
Being yeah.
Like, I'm going to use...
I wish you could see the motion that Carrie's doing, which is just like a beat up the beat. Like, yeah. Oh, man.
And I love Miss Tanner.
Which one is Miss Tanner?
With the bob.
The bob.
When she goes, when Olga goes, "Vitches!" And she goes, ah, ha, 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 ha,
ha. I love them all just like laughing at everyone.
They go up to Olga and they go, "Olga, are you okay?" And then those witches on the stairs go, it was like
best.
True witch.
Yeah. Witches laugh. I also really love their art collection.
Yeah, I love Amiya Goth goes, "You can tell they have money." I was like, love this little
Yeah, they
gossip.
Have like random like ceramic like penises and like their scythes and like they just have like a really good art collection.
And I love that painting of young Tilda. And also...
It was, like, made out of worms.
Yeah. It was, like, carob. But I also love how off-screen you hear them trying to bring that one witch back to life.
Oh, the one that stabbed herself in the neck?
And you don't... I was confused by that. Who was she?
She was just, like, a really... She was bummed out about the whole thing. I think she was just like, whoa, this is a little too much for me.
Yeah.
Like, things have gotten in a real direction. Like, I didn't think they would at this point. And now
but they're going there.
I'm in too deep, and like, there's only one way to get out of this.
I thought that was Tilda, too.
That little lady?
I don't think so.
Oh, actually, what if like they revealed that every single character, even Dakota, was Tilda?
Probably.
I would love.
She, one more thing, and then we'll get into, but when Mia can hear them off screen, but you can't see them, but you just hear them going, huh, 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 like they're bringing her, and I was like, and you hear one of them going, no! I was like, that is
crazy
horror.
Yeah. I love anything that when you can't see, but you can hear something.
Like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Also in the dream sequence when the girl is floating up the door frame.
Yeah. I love that.
Kill me.
I like when the pane of glass just like breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just see them wipe right A in blood.
Yeah.
It was like, what was wow! that about? You just hear like people going...
So much hair.
Yeah, that one girl with the pearls.
Tangled hair, like pearls, wet hair, dry hair.
Was that just
hair.
Like female horror?
I think it was just like...
Like specific to women, I feel like, maybe.
It's like Tumblr.
Yeah, it felt like a...
It was like a
was
Tumblr
like
montage.
Really cool Tumblr.
Yeah, it was like Kylie Jenner's Tumblr.
Kylie would be in Suspiria.
Kylie is Suspiria. The Kardashians are kind of a Suspiria family.
They're total witch coven.
I said this on Babe, but I, like, ever since seeing Suspiria, I've noticed just, like, Suspiria shit everywhere.
Me too.
Like, everything reminds me of Suspiria. Let me show you a picture that really reminds me of Suspiria. Kristen's hand behind Sandoval's head.
Whoa.
Look at that. This Photoshop journey of her witch hand, like, into his ear.
Also,
that's
Ariana
Suspiria.
Looks...
She's making a really interesting face.
The lighting... You've seen the original, right?
The original
Suspiria.
Of Suspiria. Yeah. The lighting is
The lighting is super similar.
Yeah. We're looking at the cast of Vanderpump Rules. They are Suspiria.
Lisa's very Helena Marcos.
Lisa's sleeve.
Is she Madame Blanc or Helena Marcos? I think she's Madame Blanc. You think she's Marcos? What if at the bottom of Sir, there's like an old like crone tumor woman who's like,
like scratching at the like ceiling of the Sir basement, waiting. Yeah, that is. This is what like Lisa got them all to like sell their souls to be on the show.
That's what all of our
things go back to. And there's that mirror in Sir.
That fucked me up.
That was crazy. It fucked up Sherry the most, though.
It fucked up Sherry. Sherry was just like, I've seen something I shouldn't see.
Yeah. I've seen too much. Today, though, we're not talking about Sherry or Brittany.
Or Suspiria.
Or Suspiria, really. We're talking about Tom Sandoval.
That's not his real name.
Yeah. Not like what's crazy about Sandoval is that not much is known about his past. Like,
it literally says that online.
Yeah. Like if you Google it, it's like he was born in St. Louis in 1983. And then you don't know anything else about him until he was on Vanderpump Rules. Like he was in some like random movies here and there.
He was in a Bon Jovi video.
And he made like a brief appearance on one episode of The Hills. But that's like Sandoval's LA life. And like prior to that, your guess is as good as mine.
Well, that's what we're here to find out. But we've already found out.
Yeah. So that's what we're here to find out, but we've already found out.
We've already found out what we were supposed to find out.
Yeah. It didn't take us long.
It didn't take us long at all. But
it's pretty shocking.
His real name
is Sandy Preston. Sandy.
Sandy Preston was like...
He was a sweetie.
He was like... imagine like the Joshna Hartnett of his class. Like mm-hmm. He was like a cute sweetie.
He was a cute, soulful, artistically inclined, with a bowl cut.
And he wasn't like Schwartz, where it was like everyone was like obsessed. He was just like a nice guy. Like yeah. Everyone, like no one had a problem with him.
He was a cutie. He was neither here nor there.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, that's a boy. And his name is Sandy.
In eighth grade or 10th grade or something, he got best date to a school dance.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that middle school, like eighth grade graduation. Like yeah. He was like the best, like...
He was really nice.
He would dance at bar mitzvahs. He loved to dance. He would dance with like moms. Mm-hmm. Like moms loved him.
And he would always dance with like Nanas. The uncool kids too. Yeah. Like anyone that was getting left on the sidelines, he'd like pull them
guys
out.
Guys and girls.
And he just loved to like express himself.
Yeah. And he wanted everyone to just be having a good time.
Yeah. And he was like known as just being like, he's a really nice guy.
No one had anything bad to say about him. The only bad thing that we could say about him is that he would like take his acoustic guitar out at parties and mm-hmm. like play like Dashboard.
Yeah, in high school.
Hands down.
He got like a little bit too into like the acoustic guitar thing. Sandy. See, like people would be like milling about at like a house party, and you'd get there and like you'd get a beer from the keg, and then you'd head off towards like one of the bedrooms, and someone would come out and be like, don't go in there, Sandy's at it, like with his acoustic guitar.
He'd have like a captive audience kind of people. Like
there'd be like three or four girls like staring at him longingly, and like a bunch of gay guys yeah. also staring at him yeah. longingly.
And he would be singing like Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah. Every single
and Tom Petty
always reference Taking Back Sunday.
I know.
And Dashboard
and Census Fail.
But he would,
but they all like that shit.
They loved it. And but he did especially.
He would sing like Free Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And like
that was like his, he'd end every set with Free Fallen.
Yeah, it was like a three or four song set at yeah. a party.
Then he would like make out, like he'd
make out with
the girls.
Everyone.
Yeah, he'd make out with everyone, but especially like he'd end the night with like one of the girls that was like watching him.
Groupies.
Yeah, but then he'd always just like want to talk, like nothing even physical would happen really. Like yeah. they would just like cuddle and like have to listen to him talk for a long time.
Yeah. Like one time he was like, one of the girls was like, I mean, I'm like down to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, I want to
like put her fingers up to his
she
lips.
She was like, don't,
was like, shh.
But he like looked at her and he said like, they were about to like have like awkward fuck,
mm-hmm.
awkward sex. And he goes, I just want you to see me.
Yeah.
And she was like, shh.
Mm-mm. She's like, I gotta go.
She said, I gotta go.
I'm late. And it was like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
He was like, okay.
She's like, I have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. And then he like walked home with his guitar.
Yeah.
And like the sprinklers and like suburban St. Louis were going.
He wrote a song. He yeah. was like, he's always inspired to write a song.
He walked home playing his acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And sometimes at night in the distance, you'd hear like a faint like, boom. Like a twang mm-hmm. of a guitar, and you'd be like, there's Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy, walk in the neighborhood. Yeah.
But he was like, but
aside from that annoying thing, yeah, he was fine.
He was cool. But he really wanted to be...
He wanted to be a musician.
He wanted to be a musician.
And, I mean, the music wasn't really popping off. Like, he didn't know how to play any original songs. Like, sometimes he would write a song, but it would just be like, it wasn't like a good song. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be like... the rain is falling in the suburbs today, because it'd be like literally raining.
Yeah. The
like,
rain on the pavement makes me slip.
Yeah. And like, it would be shit like that.
Yeah.
Or like a song about dicks or farting or something like that. Like he couldn't, like he didn't have the skill to like put feelings into words.
He was like a peer leader at school.
Yeah.
He was like a camp counselor, basically. That's what he was. He was like, imagine just like a camp counselor forever. That's Tom Sandoval.
Exactly.
Or Sandy Preston, as we Sandy. Should say.
And like Sandy worked like, he did like odd jobs here and there.
He worked at Blockbuster.
He loved film. But then he had a growth spurt when he was 17 years old. He went from just being like cute and sweet and like the guy that dances at the dance to like
fucking hot.
Like suddenly he was like ripped and cut up for no reason.
He like woke up basically one morning and was like had a six pack.
It
was
like, truly overnight. Wow. He went to bed with like a bowl cut and woke up like a fucking man.
He looked like Josh Hartnett in the Virgin Suicides.
And it was too much for like everyone to handle.
Yeah. His parents were like weirded out.
His parents called the police. They were like, there's a stranger.
It was like big.
Yeah. They were like, there's a hot stranger in our house, his mom said on the phone. And then the police came and then they all kind of worked out over like a 30 to 45 minute period of time that it was like, actually Sandy.
He's like, oh, guys, it's me.
It's me, mom. Come on, mom.
Don't you see any point to his eyebrows? And she's like, okay.
She's like, oh, yeah, they are the same. Son. So after that, he started getting a lot of attention around town.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the mall one day because he loved hanging out at the mall and he would often bring his guitar.
I was just going to say he busked.
Yeah, he would busk at the mall. And one day he was busking at the mall. He really wouldn't make money.
No, and he didn't need it.
He didn't need it. He was like, I do it for the art. Yeah. And like, but then every other busker in the mall would make like $500, especially around like the holiday seasons. And Sandy would walk away with like $30.
Yeah.
So it's like he was truly just like bad. But like,
but he would attract a crowd because he was so cute.
Yeah. And then when he woke up hot, he attracted a very like interested person.
Basically, it was someone literally from the Abercrombie that was like,
it was the manager of Abercrombie.
From, like, down the hall in the mall.
Yeah, was having his lunch break and, like, finishing up his Chick-fil-A when he looked over across the food court and noticed this kid, like, busking.
Because I'm free falling. And everyone was like, yay! And he, like, after the applause, he, like, walked over and he was like, hey, what's your name? And he was like, My name's Sandy.
Sandy Preston.
And the guy was like, okay. And he's like, what do you do? Do you just do this? Or like, do you have a job right now? And he's like, no, man, I'm just like, I mean, music's my job.
Yeah. Music's my job. I like, you know, one day if I'm as famous as like Michael Jackson, like I'll take it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I'm here for the passion. And the guy cuts him off. And he was like, you ever thought about working at Abercrombie?
And he literally strummed his guitar and went, At the same time as saying, what?
Yeah.
And he goes, what's Abercrombie, man? And he goes, Abercrombie is this place where you walk away smelling like people just dumped cologne on you. And you
have really dark. You can't see a lot of the clothes, mm-hmm. but we sell like jeans and polo shirts.
And he was like wearing jeans and a polo. And he was like, oh, man, like something like this?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Just
he's like, exactly, kind of.
Just better. Yeah. Exactly, kind of.
Yeah. Sandoval's like, can I wear like my like hemp necklace? And he's like, yeah, you can wear your hemp necklace.
And he's like, can I wear my leather bracelets, my leather? And he goes, no, you have to leave those at home. Mm-mm. And he's like, all right.
He is all right. And then the manager of Abercrombie was like, okay, show, I have like a good feeling about you. Like, I feel like you're gonna kill it at Abercrombie. So show up tomorrow.
We'll do like a shadow run.
Yeah, we'll see if it's a good fit. But I think you could really go far. And he's like, have just like a gut feeling about you.
Cool, man.
Cool. I'll be there.
Yeah.
So Sandoval shows up the next day at the mall and the manager meets him. What's the manager's name? Mark.
Oh, I think his name was like Dennis.
Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dennis comes out and he's like, hey, man, like, thanks for showing up. And Sandoval's like, cool. Like, what's up? Like, what do we got to do? And the guy and Mark or Dennis goes, take your shirt off. And Sandoval was like, okay. And he took his shirt off. He's fucking ripped. And Mark
he has like a 15 pack.
Yeah, a 15 pack.
His abs
like,
have
he's
abs.
He's never worked out a day in his life.
His nipples have abs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nabs.
Nabs.
And Dennis was like, okay, now just stand here and say hi to everyone that comes in and out and be like friendly.
And Tom was like, that's it, man?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, that's it.
That's it.
And he's like, do you want me to like fold anything? Or like, you know, I see other people in the stores folding stuff. And like, no. Is that part? No.
No, don't do that. Just say hi.
And say nothing else.
And say nothing else.
He's like, mostly just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. And like make do whatever it is you're doing right now to make your muscles look that way.
And Tom was just like...
Yeah. So Tom just like held his breath and then said hi to everyone.
He said, you know, other than saying hi, you should just hold your breath. So that way you won't talk as much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I don't want you to talk, but.
Because it took him a while to like figure out how to just say hi. Because like Sandoval was just, he's an outgoing guy.
Also, it took him a while to how to hold his breath.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to hold his own breath.
He didn't know how to do a lot of things. So he was like saying he'd start to engage in conversation. He'd be like, what's up? Like, how's your day? And Dennis
favorite
would be
band.
Like,
people would walk by and he'd be like, top album of the year. Tell me now. And they'd be like, what?
They'd be like, what? Because he'd kind of yell at them yeah. too.
Hey!
And he tried to like jump out from behind a sign and like scared, like really terrified.
He
like,
scared a group of girls.
Yeah.
He like jumped out. They were like drinking like Orange Julius mm-hmm. by the, one of the fountains.
And they spilled it all down the front of their shirt.
And they were crying. And mm-hmm. he was like, come on down to Abercrombie. You can get a new shirt.
Yeah. And Dennis was like,
but not mine because I'm not wearing one.
Yeah. Dennis was pissed. Like, it took Sandoval, it took Sandy the entire day to like learn how to just be like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, he got it.
He got it. But like, things were looking dicey. And Dennis was like, you don't deserve this job probably because like, you can't just say hi to people. But you did say hi to that one person at the end of the day.
And they came in.
And they came in and they did buy like...
Three jeans
and a perfume. So yeah. like, you're hired, but like, really, I need you to go home and work on just saying, hey.
Oh my God.
Can you do that?
And he was like, man, yeah, definitely.
For sure. For sure.
So he went home and he like...
He stayed up all night.
His mom was like... His mom left him dinner outside of his room. And mm-hmm. he just, in the mirror, was like... With his shirt off, just going, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. And the whole time he was shaving, he started shaving because when he went through puberty really bad.
He got a unibrow
huge brows. So mm-hmm. he was like shaving them. So he was really, and so he's looking at himself in the mirror. He's just pouring grease on himself and in his hair. And
yeah.
He just keeps flipping his hair and hey.
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 He was like, wow, that's actually like easier than it seems. Like, I thought it would be harder to just say hey, but it's actually like, it's not that hard.
He had an away message up
mm-hmm.
that just said hey.
Yeah. And he practiced, like, he had the day off, like, the next day. And he, like, Dennis gave him a day to practice. And then he would walk around just saying hey to people. And, like,
hey.
And it were, and he was like, finally got the hang of it. So then the next day he showed up and just like killed it on the job. So many people, the sales skyrocketed that day.
Hey.
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 And like women loved him because he didn't say anything and he was so hot. And then
men loved him.
Men loved him. And it was like, it's like when a hot person barely pays attention to you, that was like the whole scam they were running.
Yeah.
So when Sandoval learned to say, hey, that specific branch of Abercrombie store sales went through the roof.
Hey.
And like Abercrombie corporate had a meeting and invited Dennis to the meeting. And they were like,
Congratulations.
Like, here's a bonus of $150. And like, and like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing?
What's happening
like,
there?
Share some of the wealth. Like, what's happening there? Cause like your branch is just like killing it in like random Missouri of all places.
Yeah.
Like, we just didn't see this for the brand.
He was like, you know, it's just like a really, he lied. He took credit for
it. He took credit for Sandy.
He was like, you know, it's just, I feel like I fostered this really good team dynamic. Everyone's a team player. And it's, you know, I'm just one person and I'm being taught the thing. I'm applying the things that were taught to me. Mm-hmm. And it's because of all you guys. So you're really the reason why it's all happening. And they were all like, cool. Like, we'll give you a $400 bonus.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling us that we're great.
Yeah. They were like, we'll bump it up to 400, but we'll pay it to you in installments of 100 over the next 4 years. And yeah. He was like, okay. Because Abercrombie, like, yeah. They're bad to their employees. They were also told Dennis, they were like, you need to lose 20 pounds.
And Dennis was like, okay.
He's like, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I will.
And they like, they gave him like Adderall.
Yeah, they gave him Adderall and a gym membership to like 24-hour fitness.
Yeah. No, like LA fitness.
Yeah.
And they were like, don't come back until you've lost 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't want to, the next time we see you, if you're not under 20 pounds, then yeah.
Then you're fired.
Yeah.
And we might shut down the entire store.
Yeah.
Because like...
We can't.
Even though you're killing it now, it has effects on the brand that you wouldn't even understand.
Yeah.
Because you're too overweight to really wrap your head around it.
It's unfortunate, really. And meanwhile, all these
people
are...
They were like, are you healthy? Are you well?
Yeah.
Do you have like some sort of autoimmune disorder or disease? And
yeah.
He was like, I don't know. And they were like, you should go to the doctor.
Yeah. So we're going to pay for you to go to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he'll run some tests
and test your blood and mm-hmm. see if you have something going on. But please, minus 20.
Yeah.
Like now.
Yesterday.
Tonight. Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Go home now and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay.
Yeah. And Dennis literally looked like regular.
He looked fine.
Some may even say he was hot.
He was hot.
Yeah, but Abercrombie had a no tolerance policy.
No, they don't like...
No, it was weight. Like, you needed to be within their, like, weight. That's, like, what you sign when you become, like, a corporate
mm-hmm.
tool.
Liaison
for Abercrombie.
So Dennis was, like, feeling a lot of pressure.
Yeah, Dennis started taking a ton of Adderall and, like, getting to the store early. He, like, would go work out at LA Fitness and get to the store early and just, like, make sure everything was all settled. And like
not eating
at all. And
if he was hungry, he would eat salt on his hand.
Yeah, he would just lick it. He'd pour like a little bit and then just go,
yeah,
like stick his tongue out and like take little teeny Bip. Tongues of salt.
Bip.
yeah And no more Chick-fil-A
no
for Dennis. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
And so Dennis went back for like the next quarter review. Sandoval had kept saying hey, and the sales were amazing. And then they were like, corporate Abercrombie was like, noticed that Dennis had lost the 20 pounds and that the store was still killing it. And they were like, okay, we're going to tell you we're going to let you in on like the Abercrombie trade secrets.
And when you are told this, you're in the Abercrombie family.
Yeah.
So like, know that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis was like, fuck yeah.
Amazing. This is like what I've always fucking wanted.
Everything I've wanted.
Yeah. So they make you sign a contract like in blood.
Yeah.
And then they told him the truth about Abercrombie,
which was
that it's a front.
No.
For
no.
Not only like a massive drug ring.
Meth
specifically. And like off-brand Adderall, like that they would sell to like teens that work in the store to like sell to their friends.
Whoa.
And devil worshiping.
Whoa.
It was like all kind of intertwined.
So it was like a pagan.
It's like a pagan
drug cartel. Wow.
Yeah. Which you would never think.
The most like white, like basic. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, every store has a meth lab in it, and that's why we have to pump the fucking perfume
my God.
Into the store
to cover the meth smell. Because sometimes if there's not like the moment it stops pumping out of the vents, people are like in the store go, What's that smell?
It smells weird. It's smells like chemical-y.
Weird here.
Do you smell that?
And so Dennis was like, his mind was blown.
His mind was fucking blown.
And they were like, yeah, we worship Satan, but like, we're not Church of Satan,
no.
Like, where it's like an idea and it's like the id.
We're our own
literal
thing.
like devil.
The devil. Demo. Yeah.
Baal. Baphomet.
Beelzebub. Yeah.
All that. Mm-hmm. That's us.
So you're in now. How do you feel?
And he was like, Dennis was like, so okay. thin,
mm-hmm.
like, he was really hungry. He was so confused, and he was like, and they're like, cool, so you're good with us, and mm-hmm. you have to now, like, participate.
Yeah.
And he was like, what does that entail? He's like, oh, so basically you're just going to have to like use your employees.
Yeah. You need to recruit your employees to be like followers, not only of the devil, but also like your store now is responsible for manufacturing. Like you need to make sure it's manufacturing a certain amount of meth every week.
Yeah.
And
then, also we need to prey on the essence of these hot young people while at the same time including them in our worship. They have to be our kind of sacrifices.
Yeah. So pick an employee that you want to sacrifice in the next meeting, like when you come back. Stay the weight that you are now because you've never looked better.
Yeah, you look fucking amazing.
And also, like, please, like, move around, like, the fleece pullovers and, like, vests to the front of the store because, like, we really want to move a lot of those.
And he was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
and tell your employees to wear more cargo pants. And he was like, okay, got it.
Yeah. And tell your employees to also not eat.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, cool.
And, like, make fun of any fat people when they come in the store. Make them feel, like, really, really awkward.
Don't talk to them.
Because our breed of Satanism doesn't believe in that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's, like, body shaming, cargo pants.
Gaslighting.
Sacrifice, gaslighting, and meth.
And ignoring.
And ignoring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are, like, the tenets.
The tenets of
their specific
of the great
sect.
Abercrombie Constitution.
Yeah.
That you sign in blood once you've lost 20 pounds.
From looking great.
From looking... You get it once you look amazing and have managed to be the GM of an Abercrombie store that's exceeded like annual quarter sales of like $500,000.
Yeah.
It's a lot that you have to go through, but then once you get there, then you get the tenants of Abercrombie.
So Dennis was like he's like on a high.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, I'm in the family now.
Yeah. Like I'm part of,
I might have to worship Beelzebub now, but I'm also like,
he's like, whatever,
but I'm also really thin.
He's like, I'm thin. I don't have much of a social life because, like, I can't go out anywhere because I'm dedicated my entire life to being thin. But, like, at least I'm hot and now I, like, know secrets about Abercrombie.
Being hot and knowing secrets, there's
nothing
better.
Is there anything else?
Yeah.
So Dennis goes back and immediately starts, like, scoping out which employees he thinks would make the best, like, sacrifice. They, like, the whole thing is, like, you have to show your loyalty to the Abercrombie, like, corporate by sacrificing an employee, like, stabbing an employee in one of the fitting rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, getting rid of their body. It's crazy.
Wow.
But that's, like, how they do things there. That's why it's so dark there, too. Because,
it's how,
like,
we do it.
Yeah, it's how we do it.
It's like, yeah, it's, like, dim.
Yeah. That's what makes us us, they say in these meetings.
I love that about us.
I love that about our brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Dennis is kind of looking around, figuring out.
He's, like, nervous.
Yeah, he's
like,
nervous.
Am I really going to have to, like,
he's like,
kill
should
someone?
Should I kill Jamie? And he looks at this, like, kind of bubbly, like, really pretty black girl. And, like, he's like, I can't do that. Like, that would be really bad.
Yeah.
He's like, should I kill, like, Jackson? He looks like this guy who's like an all-American, like, football player kind of guy. And
he's like, no, that would cause, like,
that. He's like an athlete.
Yeah.
He's like,
he's an athlete.
Yeah. He's like looking around. He's like, should I kill Sandy? And he's like, I can't kill Sandy. Sandy's the hayer that gets everyone in here, like, buying up all
the goods. We pan over to Sandy and he's just going, hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. And then, like, he looks around and he's like, I guess I'll kill Corrine. And, like, it's just this, like, girl folding, like, jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corrine.
Just this, like, blonde girl.
Yeah.
She's, like, a sophomore at, like, a neighboring high school.
And he was like, okay.
All right. Well.
Corrine. Can I talk to you for a minute?
And he pulls her back. Like, she goes back into, like, the break room. And he's like, oh, actually, like, I want to talk to you in the dressing room.
And she's like,
What?
And he's like, yeah, it's just like it's a private conversation.
And she's like, in her head, she's like, this is my mom told me about
this.
Yeah,
this is where I run screaming.
Yeah. So she ran screaming out of the store.
And he's like, fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah. And Sandoval was like,
as she ran out, Sandoval goes, hey.
Hey. So Dennis goes through a period where he every one of his employees, he tries to lure them back,
mm-hmm.
but he just can't. Something happens.
He
either
can't do it.
He's awkward and they catch on that something's weird and they run away screaming, or he's just pussies out.
Yeah.
He's like not...
He's not meant to be like an evil
no,
like GM.
He's just a tool.
Yeah. Like, he's just a fucking idiot white dude. Like, and so finally, like...
Well, corporate sends... They dispatch like an assistant GM mm-hmm. to keep an eye out, because they're like, where's our corporate notices?
Where's the kill?
So they send someone to sort of monitor Dennis.
Yeah.
So he has basically like someone like goading him, like every, like just with, by looking at him, like
mm-hmm.
time's ticking.
Yeah.
We need to like, we need to really like lock you in.
It was a really, really like effervescent redhead named Amy.
Amy.
Yeah.
Amy was like very mysterious.
Yeah. She came in, she was like in college.
Yeah.
And she was like the assistant GM. And she was really funny. She had like a wicked sense of humor, and just like all the employees really liked her because they were like, Amy's cool. Like,
yeah. But she was also like a bloodthirsty devil worshiper.
Yeah. And so, and she was like really, really nice. But every time Dennis would look at her, she'd be like, Dennis, it's time to kill. Yeah. And like,
she was not subtle at all.
Not subtle at all.
She would literally go, Dennis, from across the room. And she literally would just go, hey.
Yeah.
You have to kill someone soon.
Yeah. You better fucking kill someone soon.
And she'd no say, one would notice.
No one would
Dennis
notice.
Would be like, what the
music
fuck?
Was so loud yeah. and it smelled so overwhelmingly.
People were
like,
just
perfumey.
Like high.
Yeah. And then it was fumes. Also dark that like yeah. no one paid attention to anything anyone said or did. So finally Dennis was like, he just like bit the bullet one day and like
killed got a bullet.
One. Yeah, got a bullet and like just shot an employee in the
But it was so loud that no one heard.
It was so loud that not a single person heard.
Except Amy.
Yeah. And Amy was like, took a pic of it, like on her like
Nokia.
T-Mobile.
Yeah. her sidekick.
On her sidekick, and texted it to corporate, and they were like, good job, now get rid of the body. And so it was after hours and like everyone was closing the store. And Sandoval was like walking back into the break room to like put his shirt back on.
He was like cold.
He was a little cold. His nips were like sticking out.
Also, one thing to note, that he was so committed that he never ate.
No, never.
He didn't take one lunch break in like the however many months he'd been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or drink water.
No.
But because of all the grease on his face...
He would just stay moisturized and mm-hmm. like very fresh.
They
looking.
Would spritz him. But by the end of the night, every day, his lips were like had that like white crust around it because he was so dehydrated.
Yeah.
So he was basically like on the verge of collapsing every night.
So he was like, he'd be really wiped out at the end of the day and just like want to put that shirt on, chug like a gallon of water and like practice his haze in the mirror.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that he was still killing it.
Yeah.
And like he passed by. Happened to pass by the dressing room as Dennis was like
and Amy
were like dragging this body, the lifeless body of an employee, by, and
they were like about to get to like the back storage room
mm-hmm.
and the body, you know, they're like, it's like kind of dark, but you just hear this body being dragged, there's like a trail of blood behind them.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden Sandy goes, hey Dennis, and Dennis is like, fuck. Turns around and he goes, is that Maxim? There's like this hot
guy.
Random like junior.
Yeah.
Isn't that Maxim?
Is he okay?
Is he okay? Did he have like a, did he faint?
Hit his head or something?
He hit his head, and they're like, Dennis is like, yeah, he fell. He was like picking something up in the stock room and he slipped and fell. So you know,
so we're just like taking him
to go get,
yeah,
to make sure he's okay. And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, but like there's like a medical ward like down the hall, like down the mall, like
yeah.
on the other side of the mall, like shouldn't we take him there, because head trauma is like that, like he could get a hematoma.
Yeah, like there's like a lot of blood. He like looked down, there's like a trail of blood out of the dressing room.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's also like a lot of blood.
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. And Dennis was like, shut up, Sandy. Shut up.
And then Amy walked up to Sandoval and goes, come here.
I want to tell you something.
I want to tell you something. And then she literally just punched him in the face and knocked him out.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
And he woke up, like, just on the floor of the mall, getting, like, nudged by a security guard that was like, "You gotta go home, son. You can't stay here, you old mall rat."
And Sandy didn't remember anything.
Mm-mm. It was like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Went home, showed up the next day, started hanging.
Dennis, like, kind of gingerly walked up to him and was like, "Hey,
do you have any thoughts about what
Maxim? What do you think about Maxim?" Sandy's like, "Oh, he's cool.
He's a nice guy.
I don't really talk to him that much, but he's cool."
Yeah. Seems cool to me. Why? And then Dennis was just like, No reason. Cool. But Sandy started, like, he did have a concussion from, like, from getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
And, like, he started to, like, kind of put things together. And, like, he was wondering, like, why, like, oh, yeah, like, this guy, I guess, like, was here, but then he wasn't.
Like, he'd be like, "Has anyone seen Maxim?"
Yeah.
And all the employees were like, "Who?
Who?" He's like, "Maxim." And none of the employees, like, remember.
No, because they're all, like, the fumes are just, like, they're all, like, no one remembers, like, 8 hours previous. Mm-mm. You know, it's, like, short-term memory loss.
And so...
And they have such a rotating thing.
Yeah, like it's like a high turnover rate at these types of like Abercrombie.
It's like a revolving door.
Yeah, of just like hotties.
Yeah.
Of like young hotties.
So one day, Sandy, you know, he'd been standing out there for months, all day, every day, no breaks, just like really committed. So he was getting kind of tired.
Yeah.
Like it was getting a lot for him. People had to come up and like spritz his face with moisture. Like it was like he was getting like dehydrated all the time. Like it was like becoming
it's hard. A harder job than it looks.
Yeah.
Being shirtless in a mall, which is sometimes freezing cold,
mm-hmm.
and just saying hey to people over and over.
So one day he like turned around and just like walked into the store and was like looking around because he'd never really been in the store.
Mm-mm.
And he was watching like people buying things and like people folding jeans and the employees like helping customers. And he was sort of like, this looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
And he was like, why am I not doing any of this? Because he felt he was alone. He liked being around people.
Yeah. And he wanted to interact. Like that's he feeds off of that. And Dennis it takes had a like, lot of energy to say nothing for him.
Dennis tried to like put out his flame a mm-hmm. little because his true self is just to like be with people.
Yeah.
And he was like, so he went up to Dennis and he was like, hey, Dennis. And he's like, why are you outside? And he's like, oh, sorry, man. I thought I could like talk to you for a minute.
And Dennis was like,
fine.
Fine. What?
And he goes, so like, I feel like maybe I could do more as an employee if I was like doing what I'm doing now, but also like talking to people more, like yeah. in the store.
Like if like, I was like helping and like
directing,
giving them like sizes they could wear,
styling them, giving them my advice. Like yeah. I know how to dress.
Yeah. Like I have great fashion sense. Like I know you don't like my like leather bracelets, but like a lot of people do.
And he was like, you know, and I'm kind of seeing like, why am I not doing any of this? And he's like, so what if like once, you know, maybe I could like kind of do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, do what? And he's like, maybe I could be like an associate and like, you know, I could still do the modeling thing, but maybe like half day I do that. And the other half I like come in and help and like interact and like.
And like, I don't know, like you said, like sales were up, like that I was doing a good job. So like, let's like make more sales.
And Dennis literally was like, I don't know what you're
just like get out. What you're
trying to say.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're not, I don't want you talking to people.
Like zero talk.
Zero
only
talk.
Hey.
Just, hey. And Sandoval was like,
that's not fair, dude.
That's not fair, man.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, give me a chance.
Give me a chance. And Dennis was like, no. And he's like, fine. And then
he quit.
He quit.
He was like, I fucking quit then.
Then I quit, man. I'll go back to singing.
Yeah.
Because that's my true passion. At least then I get to see people. I get to look in them in the eyes.
I get to connect.
I get to connect. When you take away someone's natural ability to connect, it's the worst thing you can do, man.
Yeah.
And Dennis was like, okay, you can't fucking quit.
No, I need you.
I need you. So he's like, well, we got to reach somewhere, man.
Yeah.
So he's like, fine, you can fucking...
You can fold.
Fold clothes in the back room.
Mm-hmm. You can fold. You need to say hey for like half the day.
And then you go in the back room and just fold.
Yeah.
And he's like,
fold?
Fold?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. He's like, so like the stuff I fold is like the stuff people are going to be buying. And he's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a store.
It's a fucking store. And he goes, cool, man.
I'm in.
How about we start right now? And he's like, yeah, go. Please just don't be in my face.
Yeah.
So Sandoval is like so excited.
He's so excited. He runs back.
Runs to the back room and there's like so many jeans to fold. And
yeah.
He's like, fuck yeah, man.
Just like boxes and boxes and boxes of inventory. And Dennis like goes, sees him in there and he's like, okay, he's start so- here with this box and just like keep folding and
just fold toys.
Just fold until the end of the day. And Sandoval was like, hell yes, and like starts just like folding. He's like so enthusiastic about it.
Like, can you put your shirt on?
Yeah,
you're in the store. And Sandoval's like, oh yeah, cool.
So he puts his shirt on and Sandoval just like folds and folds, but like and does a good job at it and is really excited. And it kind of ends up trolling Dennis because he was like hoping to really snuff out this like curious flame yeah. within Sandy, but like
he just made it stronger.
And so, you know, Sandy is just like folding and like seeing how it works from like the inside out. But he also was like a curious guy. Like he knew when people left the like stock room that he could like have time to explore on his own.
Yeah.
And like get to the bottom of how like Abercrombie works.
Yeah. I just want to be in the heart of it, man. He's I want like, to see how the gravity works, you know?
The store is fascinating because like he had only seen the outside. And so when he like went inside, he realized like, oh, this is like a huge store.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't ask a ton of questions.
No.
Like, and he was so focused on, like it took forever just to say like, hey, that it was like all the other questions kind of took a back seat. But once he was inside and he saw that it was like a whole world, he was like piqued.
But he also started noticing like people coming and going a lot, mm-hmm. like random, like other hot people that didn't work in the store would like come and like go with Dennis into this other room.
Yeah.
And they'd be in there for like 10 minutes and then they'd come out.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes sometimes.
And like they would leave, but like not bought anything, but they would say thank you.
Yeah.
And it was just weird.
And Sandoval was like, one day he find like after a like a week or two of seeing that, he was just like, he didn't question it at first. And then he started being like, that's kind of weird. And one day he like crept out of the room and went up to like Jamie or one of the other hot people like working at Abercrombie. And they're like, hey man, do you, Jamie's a girl.
Yeah.
Hey man, do you like see the people coming in and out of the stock room? And they're, and she's like, no. What? What are you talking about? We have a stock room? And he was like, okay. So yeah. He went up to Corrine,
mm-hmm.
who...
She got a job there again. It was the summertime, and she was like, it is my favorite place to work. So it's like, fine.
Corrine was like, whatever. I just went through something scary, but...
Yeah. It's like either this or like fucking Charlotte Russe.
Yeah.
And she was like,
absolutely.
I'm not an Abercrombie girl at heart.
He was like, Corrine. She's like, she was a little nicer. She's like, yeah. And he's like, do you see people like going in and out of the stock room like with Dennis? And she's like, what do you mean? And he's like, I mean, I just see people coming in and out every day. And like, it seems like no one's really noticing it but me. But I'm maybe because I'm back there and I'm folding and I see it more. And she's like, are you with Dennis alone in the back a lot? And he's like, sometimes, but not usually. She's like, just
be careful.
Be careful and don't be alone with him in the
yeah.
back. And he's like, what do you mean by that? And she's like, just
trust me, like, don't ask any more questions. I'm not going to get into it. Just, like, don't... You just, like, don't want to be alone with him.
She was like, just... We're here to just do these jobs and yeah. go home. And, like, that's
do all... Do your job.
It's just fucking life.
And you get the discount.
Yeah.
He was like, there's a discount?
She's like...
God.
Yes. Don't you know anything?
She's like, I can't wait to get out of this fucking town.
Yeah. Sandy was like... That just made him even more suspicious.
Yeah.
But it was hard
for him. There was this discount that he didn't know yeah. about. He was like, we can buy clothes from here.
Yeah.
But then also he was like, who are these people coming and going? Like, what are they like saying thank you for? Like, I just, like, he loves a mystery. And so he was like determined to get to the bottom of it.
But he figured that he probably shouldn't ask someone
yeah.
about his, like, he felt like no one's, either people are going to tell him to just shut up
yeah.
or no one's going to know what he's talking about. So he's like, I'm going to take this on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So
he, like, at the end of the day, instead of, like, putting all the jeans in the box that he was supposed to fold, he just, like, climbed into a box. And he was like, I'm going to spend the night in this box. And then I'm going to, like, see what's going on in the back of Abercrombie.
He took out his, he had, like, a pocket knife.
Yeah.
He's like, that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he put a little, he put two holes.
So that he could see.
He put two holes for an eye and one for a mouth.
So
and
he
then
could
one
see
for
and
a nose.
Breathe. Yeah.
So he could stick his nose, his mouth, and his eyes through the box and watch.
Yeah.
He was like, no one's going to notice me, man.
Yeah. And he hid there in the stock room at Abercrombie. And he was great at, like, from his days of being just, like, a greeter, he was knew how to, like, not eat, drink, or breathe.
Yeah.
So he was like totally...
Or blink.
Yeah, or blink. So he was like totally undetectable in this box. He put some jeans like on top of him so it would look like the jeans were in the box.
He was smart.
Yeah, he was smart. Like he knew enough to know how to like do this.
But so one day at the end of the night, at the end of the shift, Dennis and Amy came back. It was everyone else was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned on the lights and they were like kind of just bantering like mundane shit. And then Dennis unlocked, he went into the back room, and before they went in, he, like, looked over the box, and he goes, why does that box have fucking holes in it, like a face? And Amy looked, and she was like, oh, whatever, it's just a box. And
yeah.
Dennis was like,
that's weird.
Really weird.
Yeah.
It looks like there's a nose.
Looks like that like, someone's in there. Is
she's
someone
like,
in there? And Amy kind of looked, and she was like, I don't think so, but, like, who cares?
Who cares?
She goes, if someone's in there, we'll fucking kill them.
Yeah.
And then they both laughed. And then, like, went into yeah. Dennis's office.
They slammed the door, but the door cracked open a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then so Sandoval gingerly...
crept out.
Lifted the jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his gangly body just like folded himself out of the box
and did like a soft tumble onto the floor, and like a front.
Rolled.
Yeah,
he rolled over to the door, and through the crack, he saw Dennis and Amy going through another door.
Yeah,
like the back of them going into another door, and the lighting was dark and red and weird. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "That's strange." He's like, "I didn't even know there was a back office."
Yeah.
So he went in.
He's like, man, I thought the stock room was like the whole secret area, but there's like another secret area.
He's like, this place contains multitudes, man.
Yeah.
So he went into the it was just like a basic like mall office with like fluorescent lights. There's like a picture of like a landscape.
Yeah.
He's like, this is weird. But then he looked in, there were all these Abercrombie bags, like just stacked.
Yeah.
And this was a room that no one really knew.
No.
And he looked, he was like, oh, maybe this is where the discounts are.
Yeah.
So he looked in one of the bags and he pulled out literally a brick of meth.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, whoa, what's this?
Whoa.
And so he was like holding this.
He's like, sugar.
He was like, is this like flour that's gone bad? Or like, is this mustard? Or like
what is it?
What the fuck is this? So he just like
he's
stared.
Like herbs.
Yeah, is this weed? You know, he smoked weed like once.
Yeah, by accident.
He was like very innocent.
He's a really innocent guy. He's high on life, so it doesn't take him much to get like jacked up or excited.
But he was about to get real jacked up.
Yeah.
Because he took the brick of meth out and he just like stared at it. He like put it on the desk. Mind you, like completely like trusting that like
they weren't going to come back.
Yeah.
And like find him there rifling through the like Abercrombie bags.
So he like opened the bag and just poured it out on the thing. And he was like, what is this stuff?
He's like, what is
it? So he started like putting it
on his face.
He was like smearing it.
It's not like an exfoliant.
Yeah. Cause he was into skincare.
Yeah. From a young age. Yeah. Sandoval's really big.
He like knew a lot about like exfoliation.
He was doing the like Korean like 10 step skincare regimes before like anyone did in America.
He was like always really good with grooming.
Yeah.
But he was like, maybe it's an exfoliant. Maybe it's like a gift bag.
He thought it was like a rice powder, like enzyme, like just add water. So he's like just experimenting with it.
He puts some on his palm and he's like, it smells kind of like somewhat edible. So he
cleaning solvent.
So he's like, it smells clean. So I guess it's, I guess it's clean to put in your mouth. So he literally took it and like licked.
Took a big lick.
Of the meth.
Of just like loose meth.
Yeah. he was like, well, now that it's in my mouth, and he's like, oh, that tastes really, that tastes really bad. And then he was like, he started snorting meth.
Yeah.
So like, he just was like doing, and he just kept doing it.
Yeah.
He was like, well, it's all there. He doesn't know what it is, and he started feeling something.
Yeah. It started to kick in and he was like,
whoa.
It was like that time I drank 3 Red Bulls in a row and took a crazy shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow.
And smoked
a
cigarette
and
took a shit.
Yeah. And like, he's just like kind of bouncing around. He like is looking in the stuff and just like exploring around the room. And
A lot of time goes by,
like at least like 2 hours. And he's just like in every nook and cranny. And then
the key to the door, like the lock turns and Dennis and Amy open the door and they just see Sandoval's fully naked.
His hair is sweating profusely.
He is like, he just jumped in a pool.
Yeah.
Like, he is dripping with sweat.
Wet.
His eyes are like
so dilated and like crazy, but then have these like wild blue, it's like blue underneath them.
Yeah.
His lips are blue.
And he's like, and he looks and he turns over and Dennis and Amy just go, what the fuck? And Sandy just goes, he goes, what's this weird flower? He goes, are we going to make muffins or what? I want to make muffins. And Dennis and Amy were like,
oh my God.
They're like, at this point, they're like, they know what's happened. They see that
they
he's,
see everything.
He's
like,
done like
pile of
so
meth on the
much
desk.
Meth.
Yeah.
And they're kind of afraid. Cause
they're afraid.
When someone's on that much meth, they're like a raving animal.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay. Amy's like, hey, Sandy, why don't you just sits and he goes, don't look over there.
Yeah. And she goes, we're going to make muffins.
We're going to make muffins. Blueberry muffins. And he goes, are you lying to me? And he's like gritting his teeth.
Banana
bread.
And she was like, okay, we'll make whatever muffins you want.
Whatever fucking muffins you want.
But you just need to go into the closet, and that's where the rest of the muffin making stuff is.
The fitting room?
Yeah, in the fitting room.
He goes.
And Dennis was just like scared. Dennis is like seen too much at this point.
Dennis was also like, fuck, corporate's gonna know.
Yeah, corporate's gonna know.
Amy's gonna tell him.
He'd gained 5 pounds that week. He was really stressed out about that.
Midway while Amy was dealing with it, she turns to Dennis and she goes, will you do something? And she goes, by the way, you look really fucking fat.
By the way, you fat ass, move it. And then she was like trying to corral Sandoval, because like, let's go in the fitting room is code for like the murder. That's like the murder zone.
He goes, but right before they went in, he stops and he goes, tell me everything.
Yeah.
He goes, explain it all to me.
And tell me.
Goes, tell me.
Tell me. What's back there?
What's
huh?
back there, huh? What is all this stuff? What's all the. He goes, that's not flour. That's something else. And it's making me go cuckoo. And she goes, all right. You really want to know?
You want to know she goes, everything? You're ready for this?
We sell meth. That's what we do here.
And that's what you just did.
And that's what you just did. We sell it in the Abercrombie bags. Hot people come in. No one notices them because they're hot and they're in the Abercrombie bags, which are also really sexy and look like porn. And they walk right out of the mall and they distribute that meth all over the area and all over the state and all over the tri-state area.
And every single Abercrombie does this.
And every single fucking Abercrombie does this.
And that's why this company is so amazing.
And that's why it's amazing. And
that's
also
why everyone wants what we sell.
And also
is not
we worship
just cargo
Baal.
Pants, but meth. Yeah. And we worship the devil. On top of it.
On top
of
everything. And she goes, so how do you like that? Is that what you wanted to know? And he goes,
yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Weird.
I hate that I did meth. He was like, I hate that I've done this.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know, meth sucks.
She goes, yeah, it's fucking...
It's gross. And that's why I only do coke.
And he's like, do I have a problem?
He goes, then Sandoval thought that he was an addict. And he was like, I think I have a problem.
So he started crying.
Yeah.
And she was
crying.
Like, oh my God. She was like, you know.
Like, I'm going to have to go to AA now. And she was like, it's NA, you fucking idiot. Yeah. And also like, you don't have
like,
a problem.
You don't have a problem. She's like, you're a kid. People experiment. You didn't know. It's not a big deal. And she like consoles him.
He's crying. He's like, I thought it was face powder.
And she's like, I know you did. She's like, you know.
Sounds like you.
It sounds like you. And you didn't know. And you're going to not sleep for like a week. But then you'll be fine. You'll be back to normal.
It'll wear off. And like, guess what? You might lose some weight.
Yeah.
That's never a bad thing.
And he's like, really? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but we don't have to worry about any of that right now. Because all you need to do is go in the dressing room.
Yeah.
And then he suddenly...
Take a breather.
And he suddenly had like a Kill Bill like... And he remembered Corrine going, don't go anywhere with Dennis or Amy in the back room. Mm-hmm. It's like she just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He like saw her.
And he remembered that's a no-no.
And he literally at that point like did like a backflip over Amy.
Yeah.
And karate chopped Dennis.
Yeah. He karate chopped Dennis in the neck. Dennis went down.
Yeah. And then ran into the room.
Yeah.
Ran into the back room.
Mm-hmm.
Opened the door and then locked it. And Amy grabbed the keys. And Amy was pounding on the door like, open the fucking door, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
And she's like, get up, Dennis. Get up, you fat fuck. And so they're pounding on the door.
Dennis! She's kicking Dennis. Yeah.
Get up! You fucking suck! I fucking hate you! So they're like fighting. And then Sandy...
He's like, where do we go?
Where are we?
What do we do?
He's just suddenly in this like...
He's in the very back room of this Abercrombie and he doesn't know. Like, he's stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, he looks around in the room. It's like it looks like a medieval like prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what?
It has like a dirt floor.
Yeah. There's hay.
Yeah.
He's like, what is
really
this?
Really random.
He's like, is this, am I high? Like, he doesn't know if he's like daydreaming or not, but it's all
like,
there.
It's not good.
There's like torches and he grabs a torch.
He's like, well, I guess like I'm here now and like I should just check it out.
Yeah.
So he grabs his torch and he's like going down. He like sees that there's like three different tunnels leading from this like main room.
Yeah.
And there's like various chambers that he can like go explore.
Yeah.
So he like just kind of makes his way down like one of the tunnels, and it leads down like a spiraling staircase that then like leads into like an underground river.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And he was like, whoa, what the fuck?
And he's like, he's still naked, by the way.
Yeah, he's fully nude with just like a hemp necklace on.
And he was 18. Mm-hmm. so he was like, upstairs he heard like the distant shouting of Amy. Mm-hmm. They'd found a way in the door. So like he's like, fuck. Like yeah. They're still like pounding in it, but like they're gonna get in.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck, I gotta do something. So he just jumps in the river.
He just jumps in the river and starts swimming. And he's swimming and swimming and swimming, but the current is pretty strong and it's like carrying him down like all these like tubes and stuff. And then like
he realizes it's like half sewer, half catacomb.
Yeah.
But it's like leading out into the like Mississippi River.
Yeah.
It's like part of the drug thing. Mm-hmm. Like it's
an underground river railroad of like little canoes and boats that like go up and down delivering these drugs to like various,
like in the Ozarks and like all that shit. Cause you can't, when you're on the river, it's like harder to like jurisdiction is all weird. Mm-hmm. So if you can, so it's like another form of like drug trafficking.
Yeah. And all it is you have to like go in like these big pipes off of the main river that you lead you into this network of other ones where you can like go drop the drugs off.
Yeah.
So he's like seeing all this like infrastructure that's like built into the like Abercrombie drug rings. Mm-hmm. And he like gets spit out in the Mississippi River.
But before he got spit out, he still had one of the bags of meth on him.
Yeah.
Because he thought maybe there was a discount in there still. He was convinced that there was discounts.
He still is confused where to get the discount. But like he was like, I'll hang on to this and maybe like the discount will just like come to me.
So he, it's like in the movie The Fugitive when mm-hmm. Harrison Ford like dives off the thing and he's holding the bag of meth.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's like a huge sewer waterfall thing flowing into the river. And he's like diving off, this naked dude just diving into the mouth of the river. And he's underwater. He's like, bleh. And then he swims and he looks up and there's police everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're literally, like, they have, like, dog sniffing things.
They have dog sniffing things. There's, like, so many police crouched behind there.
Yeah, they were, like, going to do a raid. Mm-hmm. And they all see him, and he's naked, and he's holding...
don't shoot, man!
He's holding meth.
He's holding a huge box of meth. So he's arrested immediately.
Well, he collapses.
Yeah, collapses.
Blackout.
Wakes up...
in the hospital.
Chained handcuffed. To a hospital bed. Handcuffed to the hospital bed. And... like this really like gnarly sergeant is there.
Yeah.
And they're interrogating him.
So basically like the police, the FBI has known about this, like they don't know about the Satan stuff, but they mm-hmm. know about that Abercrombie has like been and like Hollister and like all their fucking stores have just been like drug fronts. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, they know Sandoval's not the mastermind, but they're like...
maybe they're like, there's no way that these stores can be making this much profit from selling cargo pants.
And jeans.
And jeans. And it smells so bad in there. Yes. And it's so dark in there.
Say that.
Yeah.
That's like part of their like argument.
Yeah. And they were like, it's not adding up. Like, it's not adding up. And so like, finally the investigation had reached its like climax. Critical. When who... comes out of the pipe in the fucking sewer with a pound of meth in his arm. Yeah. Sandoval.
They had like police like breaking into the, like they were doing a full sweep and they were gonna like break in and then pretend that they like accidentally stumbled on, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you know how police do that?
Yeah.
But then Sandoval literally came spit out with the bag of Abercrombie with meth in it. So he was like, they were like, well, thanks.
Like right into their great. Hands. Yeah.
So, but they were like, but we're also gonna arrest you for
possession
and distributing, and like you're gonna get like
and public nudity
and public
indecency
and public nudity, and you're gonna go to jail. Mm-hmm. And Sandoval's like, fuck, man. He's like,
no.
And it's, and
they were like, yes, Yes.
Yes.
And you are.
He starts crying.
He's like, I didn't mean to do it. I just wanted to fold.
I just wanted a discount. I wanted a connection.
Yeah. And like, and they're like, the questioning doesn't really go anywhere.
Also, he was black. He was passed out for like days.
Yeah.
Because like,
his meth come down was so crazy.
Yeah. So, like, they're like, they know that he's like coming off of it.
And yeah. Like, and they were like, after trying to like interrogate him and getting nowhere, they were like, I don't think this guy like knows what's going on.
But they think he might be able to at least
be
press charge if they can get him to pin to finger like Dennis or Amy,
yeah,
then they can bring the entire shadow organization down.
Yeah.
So You know what I mean? If they can arrest like one person, it'll be a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, we can strike a deal with him.
Yeah.
Where if he
wears a wire, goes back to the store,
mm-hmm.
and like tries to become part of like this corporate organization, then we can just like take down Abercrombie.
And we'll drop all charges for him,
mm-hmm.
and he'll get off.
Yeah.
But he has to, in order for it to work, he has to get them.
And since he was 18, he had no choice.
So he's like, what? And they're like, you're going to have to wear a wire, dude.
They're like, the cops are just like so over him.
Because
all he does is say no and then like cry and like ask for discounts and like try and sing songs.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're going to wear a wire. You're going to go meet with Dennis and Amy.
Apologize. Say that it was like, you don't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah.
You've been in the hospital.
Yeah. And like, and be like, I will just go about my... But he's like, but they're not going to let me fold anymore because they're going to be too worried about it. And they're like, well, you just have to find a way to get back there.
Yeah.
Any chance you can get to get back to that room and like film it or like use wire shit, like you have to do it.
Yeah.
He's like, fine. So he goes back to work and he goes up to Dennis and Amy and they're like, Dennis has like a huge like bruise.
Huge bruise.
And they look at him and they're like,
Amy's like, what the fuck are you doing here?
And he's like, guys, can I talk to you for a minute? And they're like, fine. And he's like,
they go into Dennis's office.
I just wanted to say that like,
I'm like really sorry.
And they're like, sorry about what? And he goes, well, the other night, I realized that I hadn't gotten discounts yet. So I stayed after really late. And then I looked through one of the boxes because I was seeing if maybe there was a free discount that you guys hadn't given me. And then I fell asleep. And the next morning, I woke up and I realized I didn't have jeans or anything to go home in because I'd gotten naked in my sleep. And then, so I borrowed clothes from the store, and he had a nice thing. So he completely lied,
mm-hmm.
and made it like seem like he didn't remember a thing.
Yeah,
and they were just kind of like,
they were like, "What the fuck is
this like,
guy?"
Wait, so you don't, you just fell asleep and like you don't remember? And he's like, "No,
I don't know anything that happened.
I don't
man.
Know. It feels like I like blacked out the whole last week. Like he's like pretty good liar.
He's a good liar and a good actor.
So they're like." After like,
and he's hot too. So like, Amy was kind of like, he's like, oh, so your hair looks like really, really pretty today.
She was like, thanks. And then Dennis was like, what the fuck? He was like, he's like, so can we just like put it in our past and like I'll go back to, you know, just doing the haze.
I'll just hay.
I won't do folding anymore because I know you. If you don't trust me, and they're like, whatever, just because they know they still need him, so they're like, just go.
Yeah.
Just go. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
He's like, cool. And he goes, so can I get a discount? And they're like, no.
No.
So he goes to the front.
You'll never get a discount.
You'll never get a fucking discount.
You're
Dennis
never getting
says.
A discount at Abercrombie, okay?
Never, ever. As long as you work here,
because
you'll never.
You snooped around and that's what you get. Snoopers don't get discounts.
Snoopers get zero.
Mm-hmm.
Snoopers get zip.
Yeah.
And so he goes up and then Amy was like, I think we were being a little hard on him. He's like, shut up, Amy.
Yeah.
So they're like, cool. We like. He
doesn't remember.
He doesn't remember because he was on fucking meth.
Thing.
Yeah. So they're like, we're gonna go with it. And but Dennis is a little suspicious.
And at this point, Dennis is like, he knows he's in so deep that he starts to just like give in to his violent urges. Like, and he like doesn't want to be exposed, but he also like wants to keep doing what he's doing. So he's like, tonight I'm gonna kill this guy. Like, I'm going to get him in the fucking dressing room.
Sandy?
Yeah. I'm going to kill Sandy.
We're going to sacrifice
we're gonna
him.
Dress up, we're going to dressing room him.
Yeah.
It's fitting room time.
And Amy was like, oh.
Amy's like, I was just starting to like him.
Yeah. He goes, well.
He goes, get over it, slut.
Get over it. This was 2003.
Yeah, this was 2003 when it was like totally fine to say all that kind of shit.
Yeah, to women.
And so he's like, look, after work tonight, we're fucking getting Sandy in the dressing room. We're killing him and then we'll be done with all of this. And she's like, fine.
Fine.
So
Sandoval is like a little off his game because he's like, he's literally has like people in his ear. He has a wire.
He has a wire. So then he realizes like, I can't take my shirt off to say, hey, because I'm wearing
a
wire.
And Dennis is coming up to him and Dennis goes, why are you wearing that?
Yeah.
And he goes,
what?
And he goes, take off your shirt. He's like, you can't have a shirt on. And he's like, oh, but man, like, you know, I've been reading about like objectification. He's like, shut the fuck up. He's like, take your fucking shirt off.
Hey, guys, take their shirt off.
You take your shirt off. You're a hey guy. You take your shirt off and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get people to come to the store. Got to take your shirt off. And Sandoval's like, and he's like, now. And he just like huffs. And he's like, if you don't have your shirt off in the next 5 minutes, you're out.
Yeah.
And Sandoval's like, got to think of something. Got to think of something. Got to think of something. So Sandoval literally somehow like, fuck if I know.
He manages
to move the wire from his down his chest into his asshole. And he stuffs it all up his asshole.
Yeah.
And like the FBI can like hear him like stuffing something.
Yeah.
And they're like, where
is he putting that?
Where are we right now?
Where are we?
So he's like, he clenches his little booty and he's like, and he hides the wire in his fucking hole.
His sphincter.
So he then like is like, he's like all sweaty and he takes his shirt off and he's like, ah. And then Dennis comes up to him again and goes, why is there tape on your chest? And he's like, he forgot
the one thing.
And
tape.
He's like, Dennis is getting a little like, wait, what? And he goes, yeah, wax. I was waxing.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a waxer this morning to make sure my chest was all good for my first day back after being out for a few days.
Yeah. I just wanted to make the best impression I could. Sorry.
He's like, will you do the honors, man? And Dennis is like,
Fine.
Whoosh!
Ouch!
And he's like, okay, I'm going to kill myself. And he walks away. So then Sandoval all day is like, has this literal FBI
wire tap up his ass.
Up his asshole. He has like a team of 12 people like in his asshole right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I got to make my moves.
Yeah.
Because Dennis and Amy are like, they're going to be like.
Things are really muffled too at this point because it's like they're not going to get as good of audio. Yeah.
They're trying to like, they've been trying to like contact him and be like, fucking move us a little out of your. He doesn't need to be that far up your. But Sandoval went really far. He went really committed.
He's not trying to die today.
No, but so they're like, they're trying to get him to like take it out at least like.
Just like a little. So the. Just the tip just is.
Put it on his taint.
Out. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be up there fully.
Yeah.
But Sandoval's.
It's in, man.
So he is like, he keeps looking back at the store. Dennis and Amy like look over at him a few times and they're like, we see you looking at us.
They're just like having a stare down where they're all just like staring at each other.
And Amy is like, is he being weird today? And Dennis is like, yeah, something's up.
Something's weird.
Something's really weird.
He had tape on his chest.
And she's like, okay, he probably like.
He's like.
He's probably. Something.
Something is going on.
They don't know if it's level of the FBI yet, but they're like.
But they're just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. This guy, like, they're like, it doesn't make sense. Like, he was on meth. You don't, like, black out from doing meth.
Yeah, you don't at all. So they're like, he's lying to us.
Yeah.
So they're like.
They're like, we need to get rid of him.
We need to get
tonight.
Rid of him, like, no, like, today.
Yeah.
And Dennis is like, actually, it might be easier to do it during store hours because there's so much noise.
It's so loud in here. Amy goes, what? And he goes, it's loud. We can shoot him in the fucking fitting room now.
Yeah. We can fucking kill Sandy.
Yeah.
Like, they just scream it.
They're just like yell screaming at each other. No one notices. Yeah.
So then Sandoval is like, he sees them like having this, and he's like, oh shit.
Like they're plotting. Oh, I gotta do something.
I gotta do something.
And he goes inside and he's like, he knows it's it's against the rules for him to go inside as a hey guy.
By the way, FBI, there's undercover people outside.
Yeah.
Waiting. They're waiting for the...
They're waiting for like just the moment that like Dennis or Amy says like meth, and then like they can sweep in.
They're gonna raid the store.
And
Sandoval's
just like seeing, like he's just like kind of sticking by the walls, like edging around. He's like, I guess I'll just sneak in. He didn't know what he was doing. He had no plan. He was just like, there's a wire up my ass. Like I'm fucking up this cop thing.
There's FBI people like reading a newspaper at the bench across the street, like waiting to pounce.
Yeah.
He's like, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. He has just like no idea, but he goes in the store and he's just like kind of slinking along the wall with his back to the wall so that like no one will like see him. And then all of a sudden he feels like a weird, like he's shirtless and he feels like these like bites on him or something. And he looks like next to some clothing and they're covered in bed bugs. And he just starts screaming.
He hates bugs.
He hates bugs.
He goes, ah!
He's just fucking bugs, man!
No, there's bugs in the store. The clothes have bugs.
And Green goes, what the fuck?
And it causes like... And all the customers start
screaming.
Everyone starts screaming.
He pulls his arm away from the wall, and there's literally like 40 bed bugs just like chilling on his arm.
Yeah.
And he's oh my god, no.
There's bugs on me. Fuck. And he goes up to Corinne. He goes, Corinne, help. And she goes, don't fucking touch me. And then the bugs get on her.
And she's like, no!
There's fucking bugs in my hair! And then literally, like, all chaos breaks loose.
Chaos breaks loose. There are, like, 40 customers in the store. They're, like, screaming, running out. The FBI got in the newspaper. Is like, what? And, like, pulls a gun out and, like, starts going in the store. Amy and Dennis are just like, fuck! And so they, like,
run to the back. They're like, we gotta...
They run to the back. We gotta hide the meth.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, They're running back. And then, like, the store, the other, like, assistant managers decide to do the, like, emergency store protocol. So it's, like, you turn off the music, turn up the lights, and, like, make an announcement for everyone to leave. And so they turn off the music right when Dennis and Amy are, like, screaming because they're, like... What do we do? And he's like, we have to get the meth, like over this music that's like, booch,
yeah. Booch. He goes, what do you think we have to do, Amy? We have to get rid of the meth that we've been dealing to five fucking states. And then literally the music has been stopped.
Yeah.
And literally there's like four FBI people outside. They're like waiting beyond the invisible barrier. Sandoval's like that. Everyone's staring. And then literally
Ben's crawling all up his arm.
And then he goes, and then all of a sudden the FBI just raids.
Yeah.
They raid the store. They get Amy and Dennis. They like, get down, on your fucking floor, on the floor. And they like arrest them.
Yeah.
And they find everything.
The store gets shut down for like a massive bed bug infestation because it's so dark in there that once one just creeps into a pair of jeans, they just like multiply like crazy.
Yeah.
They find all the meth. They find like the underground tunnel system and it's like blown out of the water.
Yeah.
And it's kind of all thanks to Sandoval.
Yeah. Actually, accidentally, the bed bug thing was just like an act of God.
Yeah.
And as Amy and Dennis were being escorted out, they just looked at Sandoval and they just were like, we're going to fucking kill you.
Yeah. We're going to kill you.
And Sandoval was just like, sorry, guys.
Sorry. Tough break.
Tough break, right?
Say hey to everyone in jail for me. And like laughs to himself.
Yeah.
So, long story short, there's like a huge trial that's like in all the papers. Sandoval has to go to the trial and like testify. And he does against Amy and Dennis.
Yeah.
And puts them away for a pretty long time.
They go down, but Abercrombie
like bounces back.
Yeah.
Somehow the like corporate, the way it works, like they were able to just pin it on.
Well, they worship
the devil. So it's like those kinds of things end up working themselves out.
People who worship the devil always
Yeah. They come out on top.
They always come out on top.
It's a classic life law.
Classic Satanist.
But Sandoval knew, like, Sandoval was advised by the cops, like, that he needed to go into witness protection program.
They were like, look, we know that there is a larger, like, scheme at play here. We can't pin it on Abercrombie Corporate. Like, we don't know everything happening, but we know that there's, like, serious shit going on, and you're gonna die. They're gonna kill you.
Yeah,
like, they will kill
you. Your days are numbered.
You're connected to, like, cartels and, like, South America. Like, you have so many people that now want to kill you because you've blown a whistle on just the tip of the iceberg, and that tip,
we don't even know where that connects to.
Full mountain, and you've opened Pandora's box.
Yeah.
So we're gonna put you in. We advised that you go into witness protection program.
He's like, what does that mean?
What's that?
And they're like, okay, he literally goes,
what's that? What's that, man?
They're like, you're going to need to change your name. He's like, cool. I've always wanted a new name. And they're like, and you're going to need to move to a different city. And he's like, what?
What? That's sad. No. But I have lots of friends here, and I have my family and they're my, like, dogs.
Guess what? You say goodbye to all that. You're going to fucking move.
And he's like, can I play music still? And they're like,
sure.
Cause...
do whatever the fuck you want. You can do literally anything you want. You just have to move and change your name. He's like, oh, cool. Where am I going to move?
And he's like, well, just hold on a second. He's like, we'll stay in touch, right? Like, I'll check in with you guys every week. And then, like, we'll always have, like, this connection together.
And they're like,
No,
it would be really bad for us if we knew where you were. So, like, we'll just never know. They were like, you need to just go and, like, start over somewhere. Maybe, like, somewhere like Los Angeles or something. That's good for musicians. He's like, L.A., huh?
L.A., man.
All right.
That sounds cool.
About it.
So, and they're like, well, you can't really think about it. You have to just do it.
Yeah.
So, like.
So, by next week,
yeah.
They're like,
also, bye.
Bye. So, don't talk to us again. Just, like, leave.
Disappear.
Yeah.
We'll help you with that stuff, and then you're on your own.
Yeah. So,
he's like, has, like, a goodbye, little private goodbye party with his family and, like, some close friends.
Mm-hmm.
He tells them all.
He tells everyone where he's going and, like, what he's doing. He's like, so I changed my name to Tom Sandoval, and I'm going to go to L.A. and make it as a musician.
And I'm in the witness protection program.
Isn't that cool?
And
that's
all
dope,
like,
right?
And, like, one of his friends is like, don't you think we should, like, not know? Like,
and he was like,
just don't tell.
Don't tell anyone, man. I trust you.
Oh,
it was sweet.
He trusts
everyone.
He's
a trusting guy. Yeah, he's just a sweet Sandy at heart. So
he moves to L.A.
He
moves to West Hollywood.
And yeah, he lands in West Hollywood. And, you know, things weren't as easy for him out here as they were in Missouri. Missouri, I mean, he was hot. He's a big fish in a small pond.
He's like L.A. hot, but he's not like... hot.
He was blacklisted from working at any other Abercrombie.
Yeah.
Or at the mall. Any other mall, for that matter.
Well, he's also, like, if he shows, like, they don't know where he is.
Yeah. So they don't know,
like,
where he is.
He has to stay away from...
he has to stay away from malls.
He almost went up to Abercrombie. The first thing he did when he came here was...
he saw the Grove, and he was like, cool, man. I love an outdoor mall. Oh, my God, there's Abercrombie. I used to work there.
And, like, he went up, and... he right before he went, he like had a vision of them being like, they're gonna kill you.
Yeah, and so then he's like, oh, fuck. So he didn't really know what to do. He got like a day job at Cold Stone.
He was the trolley person at the Grove
because he just wanted to be near. Like,
yeah. All right, everyone, here we go. And we're going, and we're on the trolley at the Grove, and we're on the trolley. And everyone was like...
the children loved it.
Yeah, the tourists liked it.
And the parents really liked it.
Yeah.
And the tourists, like, he was a huge hit on the trolley.
Yeah.
And then he got to see Abercrombie from afar, and it felt safe to him, even though it was, like, maybe the most unsafe place he could possibly be.
Literally, one day he went on the microphone of everyone in the trolley. And on our right, that's the Abercrombie where I used to work, but... They're actually a drug front, and I'm in the witness protection program.
Because everyone said that corporate at Abercrombie are Satan worshippers, and they want to kill me. And then everyone just kind of laughed.
Yeah.
But he got fired from his trolley job for that, because you can't say Satan worshipping on a trolley at the Grove. Yeah.
The Grove is a whole other...
A whole other thing. Yeah. But so he tried to get other jobs, and like... It just like wasn't working out for him that well. So he found himself kind of in the dregs a little bit. Like he worked at a Cold Stone for a while, which he really liked that because he could sing and he could also mix, which was something that he liked
to
do.
That's where he discovered his
passion for flavors
for mixology.
And mixology.
Like he had the best milkshakes of anyone.
Yeah.
Like people started coming to Cold Stone because he was so good at mixing, but he didn't go as someone who worked at Cold Stone.
Yeah,
myself. You know. Mm-hmm. He didn't go by the book, and they were really by the book at Cold Stone. And if you don't mix on the stone, then you're like, you're doing it wrong. And
he
was like, it's a more efficient way like this. And he would just like, it was like the movie Cocktail with ice cream.
Yeah.
And everyone loved it, but the Cold Stone people were like, no, sorry.
Yeah. And that was kind of where he first had the idea for like a frozen balls of some sort. He was like,
someday.
And like Cold Stone fired him. He worked over 2 weeks. It was like a really intense and amazing 2 weeks, but it was like up quickly.
But at home, at his like little crappy apartment, he was like mixing. He started mixing alcoholic drinks. He started getting really into it. He started making some friends.
Yeah. He drank a lot because he was lonely and like he was getting fired from all his jobs. So he had to like kind of ease that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't really work anywhere else after Cold Stone. Like, once you get fired from a Cold Stone, it's curtains.
So he got...
He got a job at CVS.
And he got insurance, so he got braces.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I always wanted these. Cool.
They were like, you don't need braces. But he's like, this is LA, man.
You gotta be teeth straight or nothing.
He's like, you gotta cross your T's and dot your... Dot your eyes.
Cross your teeth and dot your eyes. Am I right? And they were like, what? And he's like, I don't know. And he worked at CVS. He was a good worker there.
He was great. Everywhere he went, he brought joy to the customers. Mm-hmm. That's the thing with Sandoval is like, he's just...
He's like a...
Truly...
He's like a guy.
He's like a woodland sprite.
So Sandoval's working at CVS, but it's like kind of... It's like a dead-end job. Like, there's not much room for him to grow.
It's like pre-CVS makeover. Mm-hmm. You know how it got like... A whole like
it got like sheeter.
Zhuzhed up.
Yeah,
it was like aught CVS.
He was just trying to like make ends meet. He like moved into this shitty apartment in West Hollywood. He was like, "This is temporary, man. The rent's good, and I'll get out of here soon enough."
Who's he talking to?
He just would talk to himself when he did these things because he still is like learning to make friends and whatnot. And so like he got this job at CVS. He's like has his braces and stuff, and he like. He was working there. He did make a friend, Jax.
He met Jax.
When Jax wandered in and cut off all his dreads.
Yeah.
Sandoval was there.
Hey, man, that's cool.
Yeah. And he met Schwartz. And they became really good friends. They were his first real friends in L.A. The first people that he felt he could really talk to.
I could say Schwartz is the great love of his life.
Yeah.
In the platonic way.
Mm-hmm. Like true brothers.
True brotherhood.
Yeah. Brothers and husbands.
Yeah. One night when they were drunk, he was like, man, I'm just so happy. Like, even though I had to go into the witness protection program and like my whole life was uprooted, like it brought me you guys. And Jax and Schwartz were like, what?
Jax was like, he kind of got freaked out.
What do you mean?
Like, what?
Government?
Government? You with the government too?
What?
And I was like, what? Witness protection, man. Yeah.
And then Schwartz was like, do you think they know about missing people?
And he was like, what? I'm not missing. I'm right here.
Yeah.
And they all just kind of had a moment where they all stared at each other and things went unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
But they all kind of knew.
They all have a sorted past.
That they all had a past.
Yeah.
And they, even though no one said anything or revealed anything to anyone, they just felt more connected after that.
Yeah.
And they were like, brothers for life.
Brothers, man.
And that's when Jax started saying, like, it's Tom and I.
Yeah.
It's Tom, and I.
And then they all put their dicks together.
Yeah. They put their penis heads together, touching just a little bit.
And they talk, they like squeeze their dicks to look like their dick holes were talking. And they're like,
We're the brothers of the hood.
My name is Tom. And then Schwartz would go, my name is Tom. And then Jax would go, my name is Jax.
And we're the best brothers that ever lived.
And they loved it. Jack showed them how to do coke for the first time.
Yeah.
Sandoval was like, this is cool. He's like, I did meth before and that was crazy. But coke is fun. And they were like, what?
You did
and
meth?
They just had silly time. Yeah. Like, if they finally just got to be like silly with each other.
They would have
Jack lived in his little sheet room and like life was good. And they Sandoval all had girlfriends.
Sandoval
met Doty. He brought Doty home one night. She thought he was like a woman, but it turned out not to be.
If anyone's gonna be cool with dating someone in the witness protection program, it's Doty.
Fucking Doty was like, "Fuck yeah, rock and roll,
rock and roll." He just flat out told her, "Hey, babe, I just want to let you know I'm in the witness protection program," and she went, like, without even skipping a beat, went, "Fuck yeah,
rock and roll,
man."
Lit a cig.
Fuck yeah. So we're gonna go out. She was like,
everyone's getting together. Like, that's the thing with these people. They
have true acceptance. Of each other.
They are like, no questions asked. Like, I accept you for exactly who you are.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Fuck yeah. And so,
I'd be like, if my boyfriend was like, I'm in the witness protection program, I'd be like, oh my god.
I'd be like, what?
What? And Kristen's like, rock and roll, man.
Fuck yeah. Fucking rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
So, like, Sandoval was getting good at making drinks. Like, he'd always make the drinks at all their parties and stuff. And, like, Kristen had told him before, she was like, you know, you should really, like, you should be a bartender somewhere. Like, bartenders make more money than, like, CVS people do.
And while you're bartending, you can, like, go on modeling auditions and, like, do music stuff and, like, you know.
Yeah. Kristen worked at Sir before... Or did she work there before they met? She was like, you need to, like, you gotta, like, just come to this
come
place.
Meet Lisa.
Yeah, come meet Lisa. Like, it's she's a fucking cunt, but, like, I love her.
Everyone here is, like, doing something on the side. Like, me with my acting. Like, you, we can do with your music or modeling. Because he'd, like, been kind of modeling a little.
Yeah, right? He modeled here and there. He was not getting the kind of jobs at Schwartz.
No, or even Jax.
Like, $50,000 checks. But, like, he was good.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, solid enough to, like, have a little side hustle.
Kristen was like, babe, like, you just have to accept that, like, you just... This is Doty, by the way.
Yeah, I love it.
You just have to accept that, like, you just need... You need stable income. And, like, CVS is, like, boring.
Yeah.
And, like, you should fucking work at, like, a hot, sexy place.
Work at, like, fucking Sir.
Work at fucking Sir.
It's called, like, Sexy Unique Restaurant for a fucking reason.
Oh, my God. You sound just like... Work at fucking Sir. Honestly, it's like, be a fucking bartender. Just fucking do it.
Do it.
So he was like, okay.
You'll like it.
He was like, okay, I'll go.
So he goes in for his job interview and gets like
pushed through. Goes through like a round. Yeah,
goes through like meets Guillermo, Natalie. And then they're like, okay, it's time for you to meet Lisa. And so he sits down with Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, she comes in. He's sitting in her office and the door opens. She comes in and she like...
She sits down across.
She goes into her fridge. She takes out a glass of Evian, sparkling Evian. She pours it in a big highball glass and just goes, go, go, go.
Who are you?
Who are you? And he sits down and he goes,
It's me.
I'm Tom Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval. She
goes, oh, Dottie's boyfriend. Lights up his cig.
She goes, so how are you and Kristen?
How's it going? Are you happy there? Trouble in paradise? And he's like, not
what?
Really.
No.
No, it's really good.
It's cool. She has a hair straightener. I get to use it sometimes. We share products every once in a while.
And she's like, oh, sounds sound. And then she looks at him again. She goes, stand up for a minute.
Let me get a look at you.
Spin around, little man.
She goes, take your shirt off.
And he's like,
What? And he kind of had a flash of Dennis asking him to take his shirt off at Abercrombie.
And he goes like this. He like flinches. And she goes,
there.
There, darling.
Don't worry.
Just take your shirt
off. I'm not going to bite. And so he like slowly takes his shirt off.
And she sits down.
She lights a cigarette.
Crosses her legs. And she just stares at him for a minute. And she goes, I knew who you were.
And he goes, what?
She goes, Sandy Preston. And he goes, bright. He goes, the water or the blood drains out of his face. He's completely white.
And he goes, did Kristen tell you? And she goes, no. No one needed to tell me. I have business dealings in lots of places.
Including? Abercrombie.
Abercrombie.
My husband and I have dealings all over the world. Do you know what I mean?
And he's like,
what?
And she's like,
we franchised two of their stores. One was in Missouri. The other one?
At the Grove.
I know all about you, Sandy Preston.
And he goes, oh.
He goes, please don't kill me, Lisa. Please don't kill me, please.
Please, Lisa, don't kill me. He goes, please, Lisa, just let me live.
He started crying, begging her. Like,
he gets down on his knees.
He's on his knees crying. And she goes, fine. Well,
she goes, you don't need to cry.
Lisa saw opportunity here, which was like a hot bartender.
Who's good at mixing drinks.
Who's great at mixing drinks and would likely work for free.
Because
she could kill him otherwise.
Yeah.
So she goes.
She always has to blackmail them.
Yeah. And she goes, I won't kill you.
She's like, oh, no, she goes.
Darling,
she
I would never.
Oh, my. She goes, what do you think this is? She goes, I don't kill.
What do you think this is, Disneyland?
Yeah.
I don't kill people who work for me.
She goes, do they kill people at Disneyland? You should see Laura's face.
You tell me.
She goes,
this isn't the Magic Kingdom, darling.
She goes, you think I'm going to wave a wand and make you disappear? She goes, I'm not going to kill you. She goes,
I'm going to use you.
You're going to work.
You do something for me.
And I'll spare your life. Which, by doing something, I mean not doing anything.
Yes. You are going to be my bartender. That Jaxie boy. You'll work with him. He's terrible at mixing drinks. You're good at it.
And together, you'll create a sort of symbiosis, a body, if you will.
A lovable duo.
Two joining as one. One mass, one organism. You will not you will not think without the other one thinking too. You will not move without the other one thinking. You will go everywhere together. I want you to be as close as you can. Possibly be. And he's like.
He's like, what?
Okay, I mean, we're already really close.
And he's like, we've seen each other's dicks, if that's what you mean. She was like, that's exactly what I mean. Great. You're on the right path already.
You will move as one.
I won't be paying you.
He's like, what?
No.
No.
And she goes, shut up. But you can have all the food you want and all the alcohol you want.
And? You have to be on a show.
You have to be on a show.
And he goes, what? He goes, on TV? Whoa. And she's like, but wait a minute. Shouldn't I, like, not be in the public eye?
Because, like, I am in witness protection, so it's like. She goes, darling, there's something much better than witness protection program. And that's Vanderpump protection. As long as you work for me.
As long as you appear on the show for as long as it
airs. As long as you do exactly as I say. No one will ever touch you.
Do you understand? And he goes, yeah.
She goes, so for the rest of your life,
you're indebted to me.
You're mine?
And if you try to run, I will find you. If you try to skirt your responsibilities and your obligations to me, I will find you. If you try to ditch town or date someone that's not in the Vanderpump family or not someone that's approved by me myself, I will find you and I will remove you from your skin. I will take your skeleton.
And then she goes.
She goes, sorry. I get really into that sometimes. That was my past talking. My present.
That was too violent.
No, I loved it.
She goes, anyways,
you get the picture.
Just do what I say and all will be well.
Do what I say. Eat the food here. and you will be fine.
And then she puts her hand out. She goes, kiss it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes,
okay.
And gives her hand a kiss. And she goes, that was disgusting. Work on it. You're hired.
Now get out of my sight.
Get out of my sight and get behind that bar. You have some drinks to make. That's how Sandoval started working at Sir. Fuck. He kissed her hand like seven times. She says, get your sniveling snout off of my pristine manicured hand.
Out of my sight, Missouri, she used to call.
Yeah.
Get out of my sight, St. Louis, she would say. And he'd go, what?
What?
No, you go, don't say it. And she'd be like,
and he's worked.
She fucked with him hard. She'd be like, oh, I love going to Missouri. Have you ever been there, Sandy?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, no, I've never been there.
Sometimes she'd hide behind like a door that he was going to open. And she'd be holding a gun. And he would open it and she'd be like, bang, bang. And he'd be like, whoa. And she'd be like, just kidding.
She'd pop out of crevices and go, she'd go, Abercrombie. And he'd go, oh!
It was so funny. And Ken would always be like, do it again. Do it again.
Do
like,
it again, Lisa. Do it again.
He loved when Lisa, like, they would always pull pranks on Sandoval.
They would prank call each other. They would prank call him with each other. And
yeah.
Go, hello, Lisa. Miss there. And he goes,
who?
And she goes, Miss Ori.
Oh!
And Sandoval goes, no!
No! And it never got old.
It never got old because he reacted exactly how he reacts every other time. Just completely predictable as fuck. No!
No!
And that's how Sandoval fuck. That's how he worked.
That's how he works. So if you ever want to like freak him the fuck out, just go, Abercrombie.
Abercrombie. Abercrombie and Fitch. Fitch. My favorite bird is the Finn. Not Finch, but Fitch.
So Sandoval has yet to make... He makes money from the show, but yet to make a single dollar.
Oh, he's never made money for working at Sir.
No, never. That was indentured servitude.
But you know what?
Indentured servitude.
I think he got a good...
He got a good deal.
And now that he's in the public...
He needed that because he's in the public eye. And now no one can touch him.
No one can touch him because if he's gone, there's going to be suspicion.
An uprising. Yeah.
The FBI, like when he started being on the show, they were like...
Like, God, this fucking guy.
Fucking idiot.
One of the FBI's daughters, like, was home from college break, and she was like, Dad, I'm going to watch this show. You want to watch a show with me? And he's like, what? And she's like, just sit down and, like, shut up. Can we, like, do one thing together? It's like, father and daughter, fuck. And, like, turned on Bravo, and it was Vanderpump Rules. And the cop saw Sandoval on there, and he goes, God fucking damn it.
And then there's, like, sitcom laughter, and then it just freezes on him. Do-do-do-do. And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
<Da-da-da-da>! Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. So yeah, Sandoval's protected forever. Now he has his own restaurant. So now he's finally making some money. And like life is good for him. He dodged a bullet.
He got like the best girl.
Yeah.
He got the best partner.
Mm-hmm.
She's like.
Maybe they'll buy a house.
Yeah, maybe they'll. Do you think she knows?
He's tried to tell Ariana a lot, but she's just always like, sure. Like, she doesn't believe. Because they've gone back home. She's like, if you're in the witness protection program, why can we go back to Missouri all the time? She's like, you're literally on TV. Like, your family.
You're famous.
Yeah. Like, Ariana just started working at Sir, at, like, Villa Blanca because she wanted to. Sheena told her to. But that's a story for
That's a story for another time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for helping me research Sandoval and figure out this fucking twisted ass tale of his.
What a good guy.
He's a good guy at heart.
My favorite guy.
You can follow Carrie on Twitter and Instagram at ecarrieo. You can watch Heather's.
You still can.
You still can. You guess what? You can do it.
You can watch it.
And you can follow me at Lars Marie. And you can rate this podcast 5 stars and leave a stellar review if you like it. And if you don't like it, fuck yeah, rock and roll.
Rock and roll, man.
And you can support this podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Thank God.
That's all she wrote.
Bye.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.